Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. The agents are in production now, and some of them are breaking. That's not a reason to panic. It's a reason to pay attention. This week, the evidence sorted itself into a clear signal. The organizations winning with AI agents aren't the ones with the most sophisticated orchestration stacks. They're the ones who built for failure before it happened. Let's start with the uncomfortable truth nobody wants to say out loud. Most enterprise AI agents are failing in production. Fortune finally published what practitioners have been whispering in Slack channels for months. But here's the thing. This isn't about Gary Marcus being right about AI limitations. The steam engine regularly broke before it took over from horses. The failures aren't coming from the models themselves. They're coming from the scaffolding that's supposed to support them. And that scaffolding? That is the product. When your agent silently produces broken outputs, you don't get a helpful error message. You get destroyed trust and a very awkward conversation with your boss. If you haven't designed the failure path, you've only built a demo, period. Speaking of things that should keep you up at night, agent identity just became a full-blown crisis. I called this back in February, and it's here in full force. When an AI agent acts with your CFO's credentials and screws something up, guess who's getting blamed? Spoiler alert, it's not the agent. Fewer than 30% of enterprises have formal identity frameworks for their agents. That's not a future problem. That's a liability time bomb ticking right now. Traditional authorization frameworks weren't built for entities that can spin up, act, and disappear faster than you can audit them. Now here's where it gets interesting. While vendors are selling complexity like it's a feature, the teams that actually ship chose simplicity. The architecture debate is over, and simplicity won. Fewer nodes mean fewer failure points. It's math, not magic. If a vendor's pitch leads with complexity, run the other way. I've seen this movie before, with cloud, with mobile, and now with agents. The winners ask practitioners what works, not vendors what they sell. But there is one development worth getting excited about. Agent memory is getting what researchers are calling a constitutional upgrade. Instead of agents forgetting everything between sessions, we might finally have digital entities that maintain context like informed citizens rather than goldfish. The catch? This could spawn another complexity market that vendors will absolutely love to overcomplicate. Stay skeptical. Here's the story everyone's missing, though. Every drop in API costs and every increase in context window size is democratizing what used to require enterprise budgets. Small teams can now afford routing, caching, and batching techniques that bring real-time AI capabilities within reach. The technological rent that big companies paid is dropping fast. Applications you couldn't afford last year are suddenly on the table. For entrepreneurs, that's not a footnote. That's a game changer. Look, the theme I keep coming back to isn't any single story. It's the gap between vendor promises and practitioner reality. Vendors are pitching complex architectures, elaborate identity platforms, and sophisticated memory systems. Meanwhile, the actual winners are keeping it simple, designing for failure, and building faster than vendors can complicate things. This gap isn't accidental. It's a feature of every tech transition. I've watched this cycle with cloud computing, mobile development, and now AI agents. The pattern's always the same. The organizations that thrive are the ones that ignore the sales theater and focus on what actually works in production. They build for the reality of systems that break, not the fantasy of systems that don't. So here's my advice as you navigate this landscape. When evaluating AI agent solutions, ask to see the failure logs, not the demo videos. Ask about identity separation, not integration complexity. And remember, if someone's selling you the most sophisticated solution in the room, they're probably selling you someone else's problem. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.